Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
106.5 The End.
Gavin, Katie, and Rain. It's the wake-up call.
So every morning at 6:10 and 8:10, we do Gavin's phone scams. And if you miss any of them, of course, you can get them through the Wake Up Call podcasts on the radio.com app. What do you got lined up today?
Bonnie emailed me, and her brother Eric lives in the San Jose area, and he's a car dealer at a Tesla dealership. So, you know, Tesla has the self-driving thing.
Oh, right.
That's their thing. So I'm going to call him and try to ask my questions about Tesla, and it's all about how I don't understand how that feature works.
It's Gavin's phone scam on the Wake Up Call.
Hello.
Hi, I'm looking for Eric.
Speaking, yes.
I'm interested in Teslas. I'm interested in buying one.
Yeah, I'm glad you called. Is there which particular model were you looking at?
Well, I kind of like all of them. I don't want that $35,000 one. I mean, that's for peasants. If I'm going to get a Tesla, I want it to be one of the nicer ones. You know what I mean?
I feel you, man. I hear you, man.
Do they come with their self-driving, right?
Tesla does include a feature called autopilot that does assist. It does assist and can perform some of the functions that a driver traditionally does. You know, but it's not a fully self-driving car.
Right, yeah. You know, the panel, the iPad, it's basically an iPad-looking, dashboard. Can I watch TV on that, or do I have to bring my own TV?
You can't watch television on that. It's not safe to watch television while you're operating the vehicle.
Got it. Okay, so I have to bring my own TV?
You mean if you're trying to, like, watch a movie or something?
Or a movie,
Generally, you shouldn't do that on any device while you're driving.
Uh-huh.
So you'll have to pay attention when you're driving.
Oh, okay. All right. It doesn't come with a hot plate, right? Because if I, like, let's say I'm going to work in the morning and I want to cook my eggs in the car while I'm doing it, I can do that because the Tesla is autonomous. So that's going, and the car's taking me to work. Now, does it have a device, and where would it go? Is there a cup holder in the middle that I can balance the hot plate on, or does it come out of the...
There is a cup holder, but you can't cook in the vehicle while you're driving because you need to have your full attention on the road.
No, so, I'm actually a pretty good at-home chef.
And that's great, but you should definitely be making your breakfast, before you get in the car to go to work or pick something up on the way. That you definitely should not cook while you're driving.
Okay, but like a microwave though.
No, that's not safe. That's okay. Not safe. You have to keep two hands on the wheel and you have to be paying attention at all times. So you can't cook in the car.
Okay. Does the driver's seat lay completely flat, or am I going to have to sleep at an incline? Because I don't mind sleeping in an incline because I snore.
No, sir, sir, you can't sleep while you're driving. The car autopilot is not a fully autonomous feature. It's not a fully self-driving car.
Right.
So you can't sleep while you drive.
So at what point can I sleep then?
You can sleep when you get home after work.
No. That's why I'm getting the Tesla. Listen, I saw a video of a guy sleeping while his Tesla was taking him down the road. That's what I want.
No, that's Tesla, not an official video. It's a good feature, but it doesn't replace a human driver. You need to be paying fully attention whenever you're driving the car. So,
okay,
you know, Teslas are great. You don't need to buy gas. You know, they're very comfortable to ride in, but you can't sleep while you're trying to drive the vehicle.
I see what's happening here. Okay. You're trying to upsell me. Okay. All right. Give me the one that you can sleep in and watch TV and cook. Give me that one.
Sir, we don't have that available now. Maybe someday that will be a reality. But right now, You can't sleep while you drive. You can't watch TV while you drive. You can't cook while you drive. Do you understand?
Not in a Tesla. Is that what you're saying? Tesla does not make a car that allows that?
Not in any car.
This has been a disappointing phone call. I'm not going to lie. What was your name again?
My name's Eric.
Do you have a manager that I can talk to that might know more about Teslas than you do?
No, I'm actually the manager of this branch.
All right. Well, can I talk to him?
I am the manager.
You're the manager. Oh, okay. All right. Well, then maybe a Tesla is just not for me. I guess I was sold some false advertising on YouTube. But Eric, one more thing before you go. This is actually not real. This is a phone scam. My name's Gavin. I do a morning radio show in Sacramento where your sister Bonnie lives, and she wrote me an email and told me to do this to you.
Right.
I cannot afford a Tesla, so don't worry.
Oh man, I was like, this guy just will not get it. You really had me going there.
Want Gavin to scam someone you know? Email phonescam@endonline.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.